pray his wife today, God. She needs a touch from the Master's hands. Lord, we ask your blessings upon this meeting today. Give our commissioners and our judge wisdom to make wise decisions for our county. We give you the praise and the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Thanks everybody for coming out. We will get started with item number one, which is open court session for comments from court citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agendas for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes, and as usual, we cannot comment back unless it is an item on the agenda or a factual statement about what is being said. So, anyone from the audience wish to address the court at this time? Mm-hmm. All right, Commissioner?
Oh, I don't know where to start. Been a rough couple weeks. Main thing I want to say is I can't thank everyone enough for the prayers that we've gotten, the help that we've gotten, everything. I mean, it's been unbelievable. We still need a bunch of Becky. Still needs a bunch of prayers, so we'd appreciate those. But she's a fighter, and we'll definitely get through this. So I appreciate everyone. Thank you.
Following that up, I'm just proud to see you back today.
We'll change the subject. Two Texas teams was in the World Series. One of them was not.
I'm good.
It's a shot across the bow there, though, like I say. It's all right. You're good?
I'm good.
I am good as well. I'm not going to touch that one either. And just glad to have Commissioner Trahan back. Thank you. And back in with us. We will move to item number two, which is acknowledgement for recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor for June 2nd, 2026. It's not Penny, Miss Lisa, you are up.
From the general fund, $2,508.99. Adult probation, $1,788.05. Airport, $138.44. For total payment of $4,435.48.
Go ahead and accept that into the record.
Number one, second by two. Further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? All right. Item number three, discussion and possible action regarding payment of June 9th, 2026 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. It is a long list, so if y'all would just like to take a look at that list, I'm not going to read all of those. And then let me know when you're ready, and we'll let Lisa take off on her part. So if you want to review any of those, and if you have any questions.
H, how many more payments are there on that? How many more invoices do you know?
No, Joel's not here.
He's in training.
Joel's in training. We should be getting close.
We should be getting close to the end, I would think.
And that's finishing up the last year. I know we're getting close, and we're looking at my understanding of June finish date on, September finish date on that, Kurt?
Yes.
How confident are you in that?
Not to put you on the spot.
Yeah,
that's a question.
I don't have that answer.
All right. Well, we got our grant administration stuff today. Maybe they can give us a little bit of an update on that. All right. Any other questions on any of the other items? If not, Ms. Lisa, if you want to go ahead.
From the general fund, $2,774.61. Road and bridge, $100,026.80. Mosquito control, $6,650.31. Adult probation, $545.94. Airport, $4,701.29. Consolidated accounts is $495,702.92 for a total payment of $2,608,401.87.
Go ahead and pay the bills listed by the auditor. He's stressed. Please slow down.
Motion by Lawan, second by Three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number four, discussion and possible action regarding line item transfer in Clark County Expo Center from 001-681-54950. Miscellaneous tree and landscape services of $2,000 to 001-681-52150. Janitorial supplies, $2,000. Purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the budget year.
So moved.
Motion by Four. Second by Two. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number five, discussion and possible action regarding the certification of the May 2026 collection report for the tax office as required under PDC 31.10. Octavia is not here, so I will read her portion for her. So we have collected this last month $2,524,479.28. The county's portion of that amount was $338,070.11. Puts us at 93.64%, which is pretty much a hair ahead of where we normally are, but not much.
Can you repeat the percentage, please?
Yes, ma'am. 93.64%.
Second.
Motion by Three. Second by Two to accept in the record. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item six, acknowledge for the record the receipt of the Orange County ESD number 2 fiscal year 2025 audit. You should have that in the file.
I didn't think we ran out of.
I need to find that why, because we shouldn't be having to re-review
those. Well, ESD 4 sent me theirs a week ago, and the same thing you told us they were behind. We don't have to accept those in the record anymore. They didn't know.
Yeah, we're not supposed to, because now they're all collected in. So. But I will double check by. But they did send it in, so you have it in the file, so we can accept it in the record.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Two, second by One. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number seven, discussion and possible action to set public hearing to discuss and take formal action on a request that the county improve the roads within Seven Pine Subdivision in Precinct 2 to comply with the county standards and assess the cost of such improvements pro rata against the record owners of the real property within the subdivision as provided in Chapter 253 of the Texas Transportation Code. Mr. Sally,
I've met with all of the residents in the neighborhood. Tracy and I went out a couple weeks ago and met with them. This is something they would all like to explore and move forward. We need to set a public hearing date that would allow everybody the time to get all of the pertinent information out.
Commissioner, I assume this is kind of like what we did about
yes,
the interstates.
Okay. Very much so. The only issue here that we'll discuss in the hearing more is that the existing road base is not quite light enough. So after talking with Denise, there's going to be some additional costs that the residents will have to incur. How far out did we have to be on that public hearing?
The first public hearing cannot be less than 31 days after. The public hearing has to be 31 days after the first publication of notice. There has to be two publications, but the deadline is counted from the first publication.
Okay, so as soon as we can get a publication.
The next Tuesday, I can get it out to the end of next Saturday,
okay. So at least 32 days after that.
That's the longest period, right?
Mm-hmm. That's the shortest period. It can't be less than 31 days.
Right, so that's here.
And your vote has to take place within 10 days of the public hearing.
No rush.
No. wait, rush. Yeah.
Towards the end of July.
Almost in August.
And so it won't, but the publication will not go out till the 20th. So we could do... We can do the public hearing on the 21st. That's a record report date. But you will not be here. Neither will I. We're going to be in school.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so we do the 28th, July 28th. So we're going to set July the 28th for the first public hearing.
Can I?
Yes, ma'am.
Denise, all the information that I provided you from the appraisal district, with all the property owners, and are you good with all of that, or is there more of that that you need?
As of right now, still have cost information that I think you were going to make sure you got put together, and I'll...
Do you need that prior to the hearing, or do you just need that at the hearing?
I don't need it prior to the hearing. Y'all are going to need it prior to the hearing.
Do you know where you're at on that estimate for that? After we move back out and look, where we're going to need that base material for 7 pine?
Yeah, I might figure that out. I have that.
We have that next week.
Hey, Judge, to be clear, that hearing will be at 9 a.m.?
10 a.m.
What's at 10?
9.
Okay, that's what I thought you said.
I said 9. Y'all didn't hear that?
I know.
I sounded a lot like 10.
Sure, I heard right.
9 a.m.
I wrote.
9 a.m. on 28. Thank you, Commissioner.
Yes, sir.
We need a motion for that?
Yes, we need a motion for the set today.
All right. Second.
So motion by 2, second by 1. Set a public hearing for July 28th at 9 a.m. Public hearing, you will get that notice out. All right.
About 4,000 feet.
Any further discussion on the date? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. 8, discussion and possible action to approve a vendor change for courthouse security monitoring services from Acadian to Summit. Annual monitoring fee will not change. Initial setup fee of $4,660 to replace existing communicators. Phone line to cellular to link existing equipment to the new vendor compatibility. Ron's not here. There he is. Okay. I thought I saw you walk in, but then you hide.
Yes.
All right.
To explain this a little bit, when the system was installed, it was through ION, which they were reputable with us. They took good care of us.
Local company?
Yes, they were. They were.
Right.
They sold to Acadian. I'm not faulting, you know, anything there. Acadian is located in Lafayette, Louisiana. I had a service call at one of my buildings for the panic button alarm that was going off. Apologize for the voice. They said, well, we could be there next Wednesday. And I said, this is panic buttons. That's as soon as we have somebody available. This person came all the way from Lafayette, Louisiana, didn't know my building, didn't know anything. Again, I'm not attacking his credibility, but Summit is an existing vendor. They've really been helpful as I was getting these numbers together for Charlotte Hill to review. In speaking with them, it's really not going to be a price increase. The only technology improvement that I will see at my 6 structures that I oversee is that we're going to a wireless instead of a phone line. So that's what that upfront cost is when we talk about equipment. Is we'll do like most home alarms do now. It's all by wireless. And
I wanted to just update on the actual cost of $4,660. They had to add a location. Now the price now would be $5,472, and that's going to be paid for through courthouse security.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, so
yes, sir.
So that's the price, $5,472. If you want to update your numbers on that before we move forward.
Yes, because our renewal begins, I believe, in November, and we would just start using Summit instead of.
So, looking at this, my understanding is this is still like a nationwide company with a branch in Beaumont.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They're more localized. I mean, we had good service with Acadian, especially when it was ION, until they changed. But now they don't have a local place close enough they can service this quick enough. I mean, just, you know, a week's time on something as important as your...
That's a little much. It's a little much.
It's too long, so...
Summit currently does our fire alarm.
Yeah, they do our fire alarm. So we have a relationship with them.
So moved.
Same.
Motion by 1, second by 2. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Judge.
All right, discussion and possible action regarding authority to apply for the HAVA 2025 election security subgrant to cover security at pod locations during election time. Possible action may include County Judge or Judge Pro Tem to sign the same. It's out. We've got this grant several years in a row.
I was going to say, elections must have been awful hard on her.
Yeah. but it's a grant we get every year. We use it for security, whether it be camera systems or actual personnel. We can use it for security at our locations. And with the adding some of our pods, that's what we're going to plan on using for this year.
Cameras or people?
We can use it for either or, depending on what the need. I think our first deal is to get some cameras set up out there. You look like you had another question, so.
Well, I'm just thinking you already brought cameras once, and I just.
Well, and we did because we want to put cameras out there, but I would rather much rather pay for them out of the HAVA grant if we can, as opposed to paying them out of general fund. We don't, one way or another, we're going to put cameras out.
Yeah.
So we're hoping we can do it out of this. And what remaining money we'll have will use for personnel if we need it up there. Okay.
You good with that, Ms. Don?
Absolutely.
You look different. My man, it was rough. All right, so I have a motion in my two. Second. Well, four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
All right.
Any opposed? Item number 10, discussion and possible action to receive and act upon projects presented by the Maintenance Department. Mr. Gidry, you are up.
God, I hope I wouldn't have to say anything in this one.
Say a little bit.
So I sent y'all, gave you some pictures, show and tell.
Yeah.
So the first project is a juvenile probation of what we're doing inside the women's restroom at the location. We had some issues on the east wall. So we tore everything out and we were replacing everything new. They're very, very happy. Second page, the DA two-story, second round of termites. I don't know, Denise might be planting these things.
Can't get enough.
Turn off the lights at night, please.
They're super bugs.
We have not fixed the inside. We have, so far, we haven't seen any more live termites. I ordered some actuators for the admin building for the duct work. We have several actuators that are bad, so they won't open and close for selective offices like the treasurer's office to get code there. And we've been trying to fight with that stuff with all the duct work being blown out, so we found all the six actuators that are not actually working. I ordered seven of them this morning to replace that. Purchasing both AC units, they're 14 years old. One of them is out. The evaporator coils on the other unit is rusting up bad too. Before it springs a leak, we're replacing both units. That's at $19,000 for both of those units. The courthouse, there's a reduction gear for the fan, for the cooling tower, for the air conditioning at the courthouse. The unit I was put in there in 2014. It has deteriorated a lot. It's a lot of rust in there, and the seal's leaking, and the shaft that holds the fan blade is deteriorating really bad. So we're replacing the gearbox and all. That's supposed to be done Saturday morning. That's a $67,000 job. We started on our Bluebird downspouts on the pavilion. Materials in. We haven't put them on. Got everything cut to put on, and that job will be taken care of. We still need to finish the build outs on the pod buildings, and we are going to do our electrical work and our lights and the AC on the lean to and the spray foam. And then we got a new water heater that we got to install at the sheriff's office for the new side jail. We already got it. It's already bought. It's inside the room just being installed. That's it.
Kurt, what are you waiting on the finishing out the pods and seems like there's some confusion about what we're doing in the kitchen.
Well, we're working on three. We had a hiccup on three, and I just stopped.
Has that worked? That been worked through yet?
Kind of.
It's okay to say we're still working through it. I'm just asking.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. I think we've got a solution to send in to the FAA, and that's what we're waiting for.
I think we're waiting on the meeting on the 23rd.
Yeah, that's going to be a long process.
So the four and the two, I mean, we can start back over, but once three came in with a hiccup, we started doing some other projects that we have already put on the back burner for over a year. So like juvenile probation, they've been waiting for a year for that restroom to be redone. So I just started throwing the guys to run the play catch up on some of the projects.
Yeah, the pod work is kind of fitting in the middle of all the other stuff that needs to be done. Get it because they're not as pressing as the rest of it.
So but we know, do you know and have a clear understanding of what we want in those buildings now?
No.
Hiccup.
Thank you.
Different hiccup, but yeah.
There's something that the court have to discuss out of court on the functionality of the pod buildings, on how we move forward, on how we dress them out.
Yeah.
And then once we get that ironed out between the court, and then we'll be good to go. Not a big deal.
It's just the layout of the inside of the kitchen area, right?
Yes, sir.
The kitchen.
That's correct.
And the social area.
Because the functionality of the building.
The wall itself, and closing off the bathrooms.
Yeah, that's not a big deal.
Yeah, that's no big deal there. It's just where the kitchen is to the pushing of the refrigerator, that kind of stuff like that, to give it more space within the sitting area to be able to move. That's what it's about. It's just that refrigerator placement. You know, how it is you build your house first time and then you put it in and you go, man, I really wish that had been over there. You don't know that until you get first one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You get first one. But, you know, it did lay out a little bit different than it looked once we got in it. So there were some discussions about that. We discussed that with y'all after the fact.
Yes, sir.
But as we get to each one of them, we look at it.
Do we bring a physical table that someone's requested?
We did. We brought it to your pod building. And we set everything up inside yours. Yours is actually done.
Yeah. Someone doesn't trust AutoCAD or drawings, but anyway, yeah.
Well, we didn't
sign any names.
No names.
All right, we got. But yeah, so other than that, but yeah, that's the only reason on those that bills will get done. So.
All right, question. Now this is popular and not popular with different people, but. Could you find out if it is possible to have a restroom in the front corner of this building?
Speaking of, we did look. Octavia was not here, but we actually looked at her closet space that's up there in the front to see, because that would probably be the best setup for it, location. And then it was just going to have to be with getting you. And then we also looked at where the old Sabine Redding is and plumbing. That's just way too big. We waste a lot of space. To put that because you don't want to stick it way in the back of that because then you can't use the front for anything. So
are you unisex restroom?
Yes.
Okay.
On that front end, we looked. Like, me and Octavia and Charlie went through there. We looked at the layout of that closet.
I'll look at the blueprint and see what
It's just where it's in proximity to your plumbing, which you got to tie in to do it.
Yeah. Well, the water's not that big of an issue because we can run that above.
Yeah.
I would think in the front corner of those.
Well, the sewer's out there at the street, so that's not a big thing either because it's right by, when you walk out the door, right to your right.
Yeah.
So it's not really far for a tie-in.
She just needs that if we do it there, then we just need another room for storage for all of her files. You know,
yeah.
Because she's got pretty neat history in there. I mean, all the old, if you want to know where property was in 1882, she's got it.
The books are in there.
It's all still in the big books, but everything's archived now, but still the books are still there. So.
Okay.
The original.
Well, we'd probably take those and put them in the record vault.
Yeah, potentially we could do that. So we just need to get with her when she gets back and talk about that.
Yeah, because we'd put another shelf inside the record vault.
We do need a bathroom in the front of it.
Okay. I'll check into that.
Anything else for Kurt?
Thank you,
sir.
And your guys for everything y'all do.
You're welcome, sir.
Kurt, I appreciate all the drone pictures out here at Bluebird to give us a better idea of how we're going to lay everything out for the new relocation of the kayak.
Is your what's the timing on your other building? Should be getting
Haven't heard. We're still waiting. It's been ordered. The building's been ordered. We're not tearing down the old pavilion until we get the go ahead on the others. So they're supposed to give us about a week heads up before they start that, so we can go put signage out and say, hey, something new's coming.
Yep. Okay.
I take so much abuse that we're going to wait till we get to the building.
There you go. All right, thank you. All right, item number 11, discussion of possible action receiving act on projects as presented by the Road and Bridge Department. Tracy, you are up.
Good morning. Well, right now, still our work order program. Still, I need to run a report on work orders we've done in the last month, so I don't have any of that information.
We'll address that in a minute.
Yes, that's the next agenda item. Culvert collections, we've made 13,480. Bridge openings, 243 for last month.
Any questions?
Yeah. We're getting work out on that bridge right now. Citizens collection station participants, 1,447. Waste billing, 28,704. Collection receipts, 19,537. And recycle receipts, $2,033.
So those numbers got much closer behind this
Well,
time.
The backhoe has been down for a while, so they hadn't been compacting the dumpsters as good. That's why they're so light when they leave here. They're trying to use a grade all. Grade all just can't do it because the angle. So backhoe's up now. Let's see what it looks like next month. Maybe we'll get better numbers and get closer. But that's all I got on that.
Is there another process we can use to do that?
I've been looking. There's a place that flashes dumpsters for you. There's a contract, though. They come in and they roll that roller in them, you know, and they leave. But I don't know how much it costs.
Might be who we're paying.
But we're still working roads. We're working on North Lincoln right now. We're trying to process it today. Hopefully we'll have it finished. I'm hoping by Friday. Just make sure everything turns out good, and then we'll be headed to Precinct 1 to get yours. Right now we've got a little over 20 miles complete. That's not including North Lincoln.
Good job, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Any other questions?
What about the bathroom situation at the collection station? I know the pipe got ran through the sewer.
With the sewer, I got to get with I know Kurt's got a lot of stuff on him.
He's smiling back there.
I mean, I don't know.
He's back, Kurt.
Kurt, I talked to Tracy yesterday about the internet access that he's trying to get into the building. Probably be good if you two could get back together on that, and let's make sure we're getting that wire in where it needs to be to.
Yeah, I thought about it. We talked a little bit this morning, but
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. I mean, however we just get it in there, and we'll have a carburetor out there. It'd be nice.
What about the water situation? Has that been ran already?
No, we've got the pipe. We're gonna do the ditch switching and run the water, and we're gonna run water to two off that same meter. Orangefield Water District, they're gonna come out and do all the fittings and tie-ins and stuff for us. We're just gonna put the pipe in. I bought the little pipe, but that's coming.
All right.
That should decrease our maintenance costs on the house machine at the Precinct 2 mowing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So you say you get some bad water?
Oh, it's terrible.
It is horrible. Yeah.
Same way.
Good. All right. So if there's nothing else, there's no action on any of those. So good deal. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think you got to stay up for a while. Mm-hmm. All right, item 12, discussion and possible action regarding an agreement with iWork work order system. Possible action that may include the county judge and judge pro tem to sign the same. Mr. Tracy, you're up again.
Yes, sir. I guess we all know I've been having issues with RMT, well, the whole road and bridge has. They're not very responsive to us. We're asking about, you know, why can't we run reports and why is everything not working like it used to? Mm-hmm. Evidently, they had a third party working with them, and I guess they split ways, and now they can't figure out how to run reports. It's not just us, it's everybody that has RMT is having the same issue. Right now, we go to put a work order in, we log in to RMT, put one work order in, and then it kicks us all the way back out. We have to go through all those steps again just to put another work order in. And this, we can't run reports on anything for how much culverts or how much ditches we dug or anything like that. So it's kind of kind of cumbersome. So we reached out, we talked to Jasper County, they use iWorks, they really like it a lot. We've done a Zoom meeting, had all the foremans in there, and they kind of went through the program and showed us how it works. Seems a lot, user-friendly, seems really nice. They've got some additional things, like they already got an app for your phone where you can be out there on the road, and I can just put a point and just say a culvert needs to be fixed, and it converts the work order and goes in the system to the right precinct. So there's some nice things that go with it, and it seems like all the guys, all the foremans and stuff, seem like they could function with this a lot better. They're saying they can pull everything out of our old system into this system, so we'll have everything. We don't have to go back to the old and try to see the archive stuff. We'll know it's all pulled into this one system. We talked to them about, of course, the pricing is on here. I give you all the service agreement. Actually, after we had the workshop on the Zoom meeting, they sent just a proposal for Orange County. And it says that they'll go ahead, if we would go with that, and like start sometime this month or next month, they'll go ahead and implement the program. It takes, they said, May up to 60 days to get everything there for us. And then they won't bill until October, and every October we'll bill.
So I guess our question, we don't have any issues with our existing contract that we have to end at a certain time or that we have to carry
to our knowledge, time. We don't have a signed contract with them.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so that's my confusion, is we never did get a signed contract with RMT, to my knowledge. Now, I know we were working with them in conjunction with the Safe Streets grant, but are we already engaged in business with them just outside of a... I thought that it was all relating to going forward on something we weren't already doing, but it sounds like we're already using their services. So under what agreement are we using?
And that's
was it just a trial basis?
This was before me, so I'm not sure. Like I said, but what I pulled out was just in the sheriff folder. I just looked for contract with RMT in our personal road and bridge sheriff folder. That's all
right.
I found was.
Did that occur because they promised they could get it paid through the grant?
There was a lot of talk back and forth about prorating it the first of the year and all that, you know, for that
right
time. And then I don't know what happened after that. And I mean, if we're not in contract with them, but this was the agreement that I'm reading here, it says this is going to be a 3-year agreement. Then we could cancel
it
any time.
Is it equivalent cost, or I mean, is there?
Well, it's actually much cheaper. It's cheaper. Right at first, you're going to have to pay initial fee of $10,000. That's your one-time first year to set up everything. And then after that, it's going to be $22,000 a year.
And the RMC program is $58,000 a year.
Yeah, they said they've been in business for 25 years, and they said they've never had a price increase in 25 years. And this includes all the free.
Even if they roll out something new, a new tool in there, they don't charge.
And all the help, support, training, everything we need for lifetime.
I talked to Corey last week about this. Why? Because Lisa at MIS had told me that she had presented iWorks to Corey back when we went to RMT. I asked him why he presented RMT over iWorks. And it was the possibility of being able to get good road data that we all know has been wrong ever since we got it. It was his biggest reason for going with him over iWorks. Mm-hmm.
And this is all, too, is...
Yes,
you can lay
brand new road
these
process.
Process that it, yeah.
And you can overlay this on GIS.
Okay.
So, full disclosure, I know you're saying that they haven't raised their rates in however many years, but the contract does reserve the right to raise rates not more than 5% per year.
Right.
So
through the 3-year contract.
After the 3 years.
After the
3 years.
Yeah, so we're locked in for 3 years. After that, then... We could potentially, the county could see a 5%
up to 5%.
Up to 5%.
Yeah. And they're not saying they will. They reserve the right to. Right. I just want to make sure that there's no lock on that rate.
And I don't think we'll miss the road analysis piece at all. We can pretty much see what roads need to be fixed.
Well, they have that same tool, but it's not anything I think the county, in my personal opinion.
I don't think that'll work.
Well, if it's less than our budget deal, so it doesn't affect our budget.
I'll make a motion we move forward.
Okay, I'm
second
by three.
Second
by two.
Four got it.
Four got it. Three hit.
Flip a coin.
I have motion by three, second by four. Any other discussion?
Question. Just a clarification, is it $10,000 plus the $22,000 the first year?
First year, yes.
So it's going to be $32,000 for the first year?
Right.
But still less than the, yeah, still less than the 58 we're currently paying.
Yeah, no, I just want to...
You have initial setup fee of getting everything set up and everything else, and that's what the $10,000 for. That's the first year, the only time you're going to pay it, then it's $22,000 every October they're available. And actually, if we get it approved, we can get it right now, they'll set it up, and we can use it for a few months before they bill us in October, then it'll be moved from October to October.
Okay. Have a motion with three, second with four, any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, item number 13, discussion and possible action regarding the final plat Acadian Estates Phase 1 Extension Lots 25-33 being a 24.461 acre subdivision out of the Cajun Brothers Development LLC, 24.768 acres, and the 4.16 acres of the common area out of the Acadian Estates Phase 1, Volume 14, Page 8. Tract of land located in the Susanna Frazier Survey, abstract number 11, Orange County, Texas, being developed by Cajun Brothers Development LLC, May 2026. This plat has been reviewed and approved by Orange County Road and Bridge and the Orange County Drainage District for proper review and filing. Reproductive fees have been paid and proof of tax payment has been provided. Mr. Tracy.
What funds are these here?
These are,
this
is
the
ETJ. These are not for the county. I personally didn't review these. Mm-hmm. These were in the ETJ of like Orange or Biders. So
okay.
All of these, I mean, they're in the county, but when they're in the ETJ of the city,
they know.
They review them.
Territorial jurisdiction.
Biders has them all. I've them in Orange County. Has it on.
It's the city's land grab.
I don't know how much longer those are even going to be relevant with the difficulty they're going to have in annexing any new territory. So I don't know if that's going to change down the road. It should because they're not going to have authority to really take anything going forward. They're going to have to be a pretty annexation if they do any annexation. So I don't know.
So these are increasing four?
I think it's in both three and four. It's three.
Three?
No, I said Biter has a 1 year. Oh,
he's just talking about the ones that have ETJs. All the cities have ETJs. Yeah, every city has them. I have a motion by three, second by two. Already, sorry. And all in favor? I mean, any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed?
Can we do them all at one time?
No, I wish we could. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Seemed like they could just shrunk it to 15.
Yeah, that made sense.
They put it on too because it's so big, I guess, so they're shrinking it to the page. Well, we just don't file that. We don't have to sign it.
I think they're local.
There's a few of them running around here, you know.
We're pretty close to being, it's just all the same here.
Yeah, well, you know, with Acadian Estates and then Cajun Brothers, I'm just
not to refer to this as textbook. So, you know, that's good.
Second page don't need a signature, right?
Right.
Item number 14, since he's still up here, we're going to keep him a while. Discussion and possible action regarding the minor plat survey on a 4.70 acre tract of land out of the H.R. Holst survey, abstract number 102, and being a portion of that certain tract of land described as tract 2, recorded in volume 1438, page 381 of the official public records of said, and all of that certain 1.512 acre tract of land recorded in Orange County Clerk file 513.274 of the official public records of said Orange County, Texas. This plat has been reviewed and approved by the Orange County Road and Bridge Administration and the Orange County Drainage District. The proper review, filing, reproduction fees have been paid, and a proof of tax payment has been provided. Just another plat change.
Doty Road. That's
motion by three, second by two.
That's the dividing line between one and two.
Yeah, they split. They split a little bit. All right. Now, motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I thought you said Jody. I thought that was the road off. Yeah,
well,
it's blitzing.
Whenever they change the legislation, they get revoked.
I guess that's not my point. The point is, should we allow them to do either names because they know they're not going to do it.
Item number 15, discussion and possible action regarding a replat of 1.064 acres of land, part of the WBD survey, abstract number 415 in Orange County, Texas, commonly known as Lot 58, Deer Park into Lots 58A, 58B, and 58C, Deer Park. This plat has been reviewed and approved by the Orange County Road Bridge and the Orange County Drainage District. Property being filed and reproduction fees have been paid, and proof of tax payment has been provided.
Second.
Motion number two and second by one. Further discussion? All in favor?
That's quite village off the highway.
Tracy, who called for this
question? Penny would have a stroke. You can now get vodka in espresso flavor. So, when twine into the coffee.
I'm not a coffee drinker, Dan.
It's a good reason to start.
I try. To like it, you know.
Oh, God. I cannot start my day without it.
It's not too good, isn't it? It's such a good idea.
That's
and it tastes exactly like it smells.
Oh, God.
I'll do certain
drinks.
Certain
love
drinks. When I went to Oregon a few years ago, I was like, we found this coffee that's like made by these monks. And I thought I brought it back for the office because they love their coffee. I'd order their little, yeah.
Couldn't wait
but
for
me. I went into Rayo's in Port Arthur one time, and I'm like, not a coffee drinker. It sounds like a good idea. She made me. She's like, I had a double shot of espresso. I'm like, you've done it. Like, I just told you, I'm a lightweight.
Everywhere I go, I order an extra shot of espresso, at least one.
Item number 16, discussion and possible action regarding approving the purchasing agent to advertise for proposals for grant administration services for the county 2027-2028 Texas Community Development Fund from the Texas Community Development Block Grant Program of the Texas Department of Agriculture under RFP 26005. Further action may include the appointment of a selection committee.
We need a motion to authorize?
Yes, sir.
So moved.
Motion by one.
Second. Put on there, everybody's here today.
I know. So, yeah, everybody's here with you. Basically. So we have a motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, now we need a selection committee.
Joel.
Joel. All right, one more.
That's an extension agent. Texas Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, I know that this is going to be something different from that.
Is it? I'm not going to have it. Kind of curious. I'm like Commissioner Tran. Yeah. I'm kind of curious what we're about to do.
I was actually looking for some sewer hookups.
Right.
All right.
James Scales.
That's what I was just
saying. Yeah, I'd say it'd be
Scales. He's not here, is he?
No, he's
here. He just got off of vacation, so he's
so our committee is going to be Commissioner Stout, Commissioner Trahan, Morgan, Joel, and James. All right. Move to item number 17, discussion of possible.
What's that grant for? I'm not understanding where
does it go?
Well, that's the thing is we're going to apply for the grant. We got to get the administrator first, and then we apply for the grant. But typically, like some of the ones we've done have been elevation projects, have been drainage projects. They'll send out the rules once we get into being able to. We got to get administration services done first.
It could be a few different things.
It could
in
be
years
several
past, we've also used it for on-site sewer systems.
On-site sewer
grants
systems.
For on-site sewer systems.
Okay,
that's multiple things like that they make eligible, and then we look at it once we get our administrator in place and meet with them, and then we start trying to determine what we want to try to do, what the highest level of need is at that point.
The drainage project that we just finished up on Center Street, Avenue A, B, and C, all of that, Stanton, Albert, it was all through the same grant.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, item number 17, discussion and possible action to declare Dust Pods LLC a sole source provider, as it is the only known source capable of providing this unique dust control solution. This product is distinguished by its highly concentrated, environmental friendly formula, which eliminates the need for heavy machinery and frequent reapplication. Dust Pods LLC is the exclusive provider of its proprietary polymer performance stabilizer. That's a term.
Say that.
And dust control product offering capabilities not known to be available from other vendors. And this is for our road and bridge department to start using whenever we're doing our roads and have to sit for a long time to be able to have a dust control on, because we're doing roads well ahead of time now, so, but that means they sit for a while with just a gravel top, so we're just putting the service on.
It also stabilizes the
system.
Yeah,
so.
Second.
This
is,
yeah,
was that about P2
that's
good at dust control?
Yes.
Except it's cheaper.
Yeah, this is one fourth of the cost of the P2 stabilization.
It's probably a third.
Okay. And they demonstrated it.
I was going to say, they tested to see the control of it, because I know P-TOG has worked well for us.
Yeah. We done a P-TOG road we done.
Yeah, and what?
They come down and done a demo for us for like a half mile, just give us and let us look at it and see how it works.
And the thing we ran into with the P-TOG, when we leave it open for an extended period of time, it creates potholes. They're nearly impossible to fix because it's so hard.
Yeah.
The maintainer can't cut it. This material is not like that. You can reactivate it with water. We're not sure how that part works because we hadn't had to do it, luckily. But it didn't create the potholes that the P2 did.
Okay.
And it was much easier to use.
I know it's cheaper, but cheaper is not always better.
Well,
so.
I guess my next question is, that's only an issue when we do them in the winter and we have to wait so long. Mm-hmm. We're not really waiting that long during the summer that long. That's fine. We'll give it a try.
What's the
estimated cost? Just the amount. Depends on the amount of material.
Like, how much was it in miles, Tracy?
$5,000.
As opposed to how much was the P2 a mile?
18.
About 32,000.
significant.
Just out of curiosity, is this what Biter didn't do on their main street that everyone...
That was TxDOT.
TxDOT.
They're a whole totally different project.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know, it wasn't you, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is that what happened there?
We don't know, I don't know their process they used, we didn't...
We put an overlay on
Sorry, Tracy, we're laughing because you got a P2 head on what we're looking at.
I don't,
Motion number three.
Second, Lord has second before. Any further discussion? All in favor? All right. Number 18, discussion possible action to move the following items to surplus. Again, I'm not going to read that long list, so if y'all want to review those and see if you have any questions on any of those. Have a motion by two. Second by four.
I do have these, Denise, those two Skag mowers are just pretty much junk. They were skeletonized, if I remember right.
Yeah, they've been using them for parts for a while, haven't they?
Yeah.
Stealing parts.
Yeah, they've been robbing parts off of one to the other.
Okay. Any other questions? Motion by two, second by four, and no further discussion. All in favor? Any opposed?
Michelle, in the future, can we put the dates on some of these computer products when they do them?
When they were bought?
Yeah, just kind of so we know how old they are.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Number 19, discussion and possible action regarding a right of entry from multiple parcels of property having public and or unknown ownership for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers as part of the Sabine Pass to Galveston Bay project. This right of entry is a 12-month renewal. As the project remains ongoing, possible action may include county judge or judge for to sign the same. Ms. Denise, anything you want to add to that?
We've done it
6 years. So.
And we'll continue to do
we'll
so.
We'll continue to do so.
On their website, they're in construction, though, so it's great. I love it. Can't even maintain their website.
All right. Do I have a motion? Motion by three. And second.
Second
by two. Further discussion. All in favor? Opposed. Item number 20. Closed meeting pursuant to Section 551.087 of the Texas Public Government Code of Corporation regarding commercial or financial information that the Orange County Economic Development Corporation has received from a business prospect that the Commission Court seeks to locate, stay, or expand or near the territory of Orange County, and with which the Commission Court is conducting economic development negotiations or to deliberate the offer of a financial or other incentive to such business prospect under Section 551.087 of the Act regarding any current confidential Orange County Economic Development Corporation projects. Ms. Megan, you're up.
All right. Okay. We just need DDC staff and the team and Denise with the board.
All right. So we are closed at 10:53. So we are ready to open back up for any action necessary at 11:31.
I recommend no action at this time.
No action. So item 21, discussion and possible action regarding adjournment of the Commissioners Court meeting. I had a motion by four, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 10:32.